Now, the teapot tape saga rolls on. Prime Minister John Key has laid a complaint with police and they've confirmed an active investigation is underway. But although Key may be trying hard to keep this under wraps with the election less than 2 weeks away, it's not looking good as speculation continues to run rife. Joining me now is the Prime Minister. Good morning, Prime Minister. Thanks
morning,
for coming
Rachel.
In. Do you have a clear conscience about what's on the tape?
I have a totally clear conscience about what I've done. I think it's the Herald on Sunday and the cameraman that may not have a clear conscience. And in the end, they'll have to answer to the police. But what we do know is in New Zealand, it's illegal to tape two people's conversation. And, you know, if you look at what the Herald on Sunday has potentially done in cahoots with this freelancer, is... quite possibly deliberately gone, done that. At least all the indications
are. We're not sure yet at the moment.
No, that's a matter for the police. But let's argue that they have just for a moment. That's news of the world tactics. So, no, look, no one cares about...
It is and it isn't, in the sense that, you know, when you invite the media along, and let's be fair, it was for your political advantage. You wanted us to film and to take notes and write stories about the fact that you were endorsing banks. You've got a small pane of glass between a massive media scrum. It was quite clearly there, this microphone. Whether there was malice or not, it's very different to, say, bugging your office or bugging a telephone or hacking into a voicemail.
I don't agree with that. There are many, many times where I'm in a situation where I'm on public display. It doesn't mean the conversation I'm having can be taped. Now, look, at the end of the day, I don't care about the contents of the tape. I haven't heard the tape, but my recollection of the conversation was it was pretty bland. I care a lot about the principle. And once you start down this principle, once you say, well, OK, you know, you just got to release it because, you know, someone wants you to, then I'm telling you now, today it's me, but tomorrow it could be you.
I don't argue that it's not illegal. It's a private conversation.
that's why the law is there to protect people because in principle, I mean, I find it quite abhorrent, the actions of the News of the World. And we all
I
knew
think that's very different.
No,
a family who've had a child that's been murdered, hacking into their phone is very different to leaving a microphone on a table.
It's not. It's an illegal attempt to get information. And that's the principle. I don't care about tape. And you and I both know that if it was explosive, the Herald on Sunday
would
have printed
it. So then why not publish it? Because at the moment, people think you've got something to hide by not publishing
it. Don't think they've got something to hide. They know, like I know, the Herald on Sunday would simply have printed it. And they know that they would go and sort out the issues later on. What they do know is that it's likely to be pretty bland.
I'm privy to what is on the tape, I have to say. Yes, I take your point, it's private. It's not personal, though. It's political. And it was a political situation.
Well, so, we're politicians.
Absolutely. So why not release it? At the end of the day, some would say it's not principled to be doing a deal in an electorate either, in Epsom. So whether can you stand on that ethical debate of saying, well, we need to keep this conversation quiet? There is a deal going on.
We run under MMP. That deal, if you like, it's not a deal per se. What we are saying to the Epsom public and voters is we don't mind if you tactically vote. Now, that's what's happened in 2008 and that's what's happened in 2005.
You're actively encouraging them to tactically vote.
Well, what we're saying,
want them to vote for banks, don't you? You don't want them to vote for Goldsmith and Epsom.
Well, what we're saying to them is that in the end, National and government has provided strong and stable government with partners to our right and partners to our left. MMP is a system that demands deals. And if you don't have those deals, yes, sure, it's possible National polls 50% and has a majority. It's also eminently possible and more probable that we won't. So what we are saying to the New Zealand public, and I think we've been quite upfront about that, is here's the parties we can work with and here's the ones we can't. Okay. We can't work with New Zealand First.
Okay.
Or Hangihara Uira.
Touching on New Zealand First, who historically do you think has supported Winston Peters?
Financially.
Demographically.
Oh, demographically. Older New Zealanders.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you think he's losing support now?
Why is he losing support? Because I think in the end, you know, he is a very, I think, not terribly stable politician in terms of what he actually says he'll do. So back in 2005, he said, I won't accept the baubles of office.
Okay, and that's the reason why you think he's losing support, though. That's
well,
why.
No, I think he's out of Parliament. And what happens is when you're in Parliament, it's always much easier to get public profile. And I think, actually, if you think about what's happening at the moment, we're in a global financial crisis. Yep, New Zealand's doing better. We've grown an eighth of the last 9 quarters. I think the government's doing a good job of getting our books back in order. But at the end of the day, we're likely to experience a very challenging period over the next 3 years. Mm. And one thing that Winston is expensive... Okay. And every Prime Minister's sacked him so far.
Let's assume you win on November 26th or that you are forming a centre-right government with ACT.
Yep.
Do you want Don Brash as part of your coalition right up to the next election?
Well, that's not a matter for me.
Is it not? You need to work with someone. Who would you prefer to work with, Banks or Brash?
Well, it doesn't work like that. It would be the ACT party. So the point here is that, at the end of the day, the ACT party is a metaphor and their representation is a metaphor for their members.
You have an opinion, though, on this?
I may well have an opinion, and the answer is it could be all of them. I mean, it depends how many people they bring into Parliament. Back in 2008, we had two representatives as cabinet ministers from ACT.
Okay.
So it depends on how many they get.
Do you think ACT should reinvent itself?
That's again a matter for ACT. I mean, I'm in the 11 days. Well, I'm 11 days from an election. I care about the National Party and its policies. Yesterday, we were talking about the 120 things we're going to do from an economic perspective to make New Zealand better. This afternoon, we're going to be talking about welfare reform. I'm laying out a stall to New Zealanders that says over the last 3 years, this is the kind of leadership we've had and the sorts of things we've done. And that leadership's been everything from Christchurch to the global financial crisis. What will happen on November 26th is New Zealanders will vote. When they vote, and we know those results, we'll go away and say, does any combination there present the opportunity for us to put together a government?
Okay. Just finally, Prime Minister, the relationship with ACT does tend to throw up more problems than solutions for you, though, doesn't it?
Oh, that's MMP.
That's teapot sagas,
It's MMP. I mean, if you're saying to me that we could live in a world where there were just two parties and didn't have to worry about doing deals, well, that would obviously be a nice world, and I'm sure Phil Goff would like that as well. But the nature of MMP is, in Germany, I think they've had one majority government in the 50s. We've never had it under MMP. So... You do your best, but the New Zealand public can have their say, and on November 26th they can speak through the ballot box.
Just finally, your security men, are they going to be looking a little closer at what's on the table next time you have a cup of tea?
Oh, well, I'm sure they will. I'm sure everybody else will as well.
All right, OK, Prime
Minister. Personal responsibility, that's the party we're off.
All right, thank you very much, Prime Minister.